My name is Ronald Rael. I'm from the San Luis Valley, but I'm also a professor of architecture at the University of California, Berkeley.
And this exhibit that you're doing here outside of History Colorado, it's called Mud Futures. What's it about?
Well, I grew up in buildings made of mud in the San Luis Valley, adobe we call it, and it's humankind's oldest building material. And what I'm doing today is showing that the future of construction can also be constructed of mud. And so I'm combining humankind's oldest building material with a new building technology called 3D printing.
How do you put mud or adobe through a 3D printer?
Well, the way we do it, traditional adobe has lots of rocks and things. I sift out those rocks, but it's still mud and straw mixed together, and I pump it through a pump, and that pump is attached to a hose. It moves through the hose, and the end of the hose is held by a robotic arm, and that robotic arm draws the mud and deposits the mud in any pattern or shape or form that we like.
And speaking of these shapes, these are not what one would typically think of as like adobe bricks or even a packed earth technique. These are like pillars of coils of mud. Is that an accurate description, or how would you describe this to somebody who's just listening?
Yeah, it's actually, if you can imagine, they look a little bit like a bundle of stacked rope that's coiled around something. But it's actually made out of mud, and it's not too dissimilar to traditional pottery all over the world that's made out of coiled pottery, where you make long coils and you roll it up to make a pot. And so these pots, though, are very large and can be spatial and architectural.
As an architecture professor, have you found it difficult to find formal education in this type of building, not necessarily the 3D printing, but in the use of adobe? Is there much formal education in that, or is it more about going back to the communities that have been using it for thousands of years and learning those techniques there?
Yeah, most formal architectural education deals with contemporary and modern materials like concrete, glass, steel, and even wood, but wood that's been increasingly homogenized. And so most of architecture today is made of homogeneous materials, and if we look at the construction of a wall, there's probably the representation of 12 to 20 different companies making different products, from paints to insulations. But the beauty and simplicity of the traditional material of mud is that there's one material, and it can be worked in different ways. It can be polished and smooth, it can be colored clay for the inside, it can be surfaced, and other materials can be added to it, like straw, to make it stronger and shed water a little bit more, or more clay. And so, in terms of formal education, we don't really learn that, because I think a lot of architectural education is geared towards relationships with companies that make products and learning how to use these products. So architectural education today is a lot like shopping for the right products versus a craft, which it once was, and not only craft of earth, but of wood, of stone, of other materials. So I think that the combination of using a robot allows, let's say, STEM education to be inserted into traditional cultural education, and I think that's a really nice hybrid, a way of thinking about using mathematics and robots and structures and traditional, environmental, culturally responsive materials.
Where did you learn about adobe? Not just learning about adobe, but how did you learn building techniques with adobe?
Sure, I grew up in houses made out of adobe. I continue to live in my great-grandfather's house that he built as a young man, and raised, you know, I guess five generations have lived in that house. My father was a builder, and because every house in the San Luis Valley, probably 90% of the houses we worked on, were made out of adobe. And my father also built new adobe houses. And so I always participated with him, just as my son does today, mixing mud there on the construction sites. And so I'm passing down this knowledge to him, but through a contemporary lens, I guess, because we're using robots, just as my father passed it down to me, using making adobe bricks and stacking them in mortar. And so that was my architectural education related to this traditional material.
What are the advantages to using adobe that just don't exist when you're building out of brick or wood?
Yeah, there's so many advantages to building out of adobe. I can say that adobe isn't just about, it's not just a building material, it is a cultural heritage practice. And so when you build with adobe, you're building with the community. And if you could look around right now, my son is here, some friends have come out from Denver, students have volunteered to come here, and we're all as a community, even though we're using a robot, building the structure. And that's how it is a community. So it's a community connective building process. As a material and its performance, it is super environmentally friendly. I know that's kind of a buzzword, but in fact, it has zero carbon emissions. It has, it produces no carbon dioxide in the construction, but it also creates a thermal comfort level on the interior of the house that is unparalleled. There's often a cliche, adobes stay warm in the winter and cool in the summer, and it's very, very true. It's the truth. And so beyond the cliche, I think we have a genetic connection to this material because we have engaged with earthen materials for hundreds of thousands of years. And so if you've ever entered into adobe house, often people say it feels so good, and that feeling is actually our connection to that material, where our bodies are reminded what a real home feels like. And so that's another advantage. And then there's an economic advantage, which it's very inexpensive. And if you have the community around you to work and do the labor, it's very rewarding to come together and build a house very inexpensively this way.
Are you finding that there is an upsurge in interest in these natural building materials as there's more consciousness about LEED certification or building with environmentally friendly materials? And do you think that adobe's future is seeing a resurgence?
I absolutely do, especially as a cultural heritage practice. And I see this in New Mexico and Southern Colorado, where many young people who have been disconnected from their culture and heritage for many different reasons are now attempting to reconnect. And adobe and the construction process and the cultural process, there's a clear resurgence of that. And it's not only in the building, it's in food and language. And I think that there's a palpable moment that's happening right now where we see how cultural shifts that were imposed upon certain people, especially during the 1950s, and created a generational gap of the loss of craft and knowledge, is raising a lot of questions that young people today are saying, hey, we want to return to those ways, because they see the evidence of the problems that those changes in culture and their consequences have done to their culture over time. And so, just to give you a very clear example, if you drive through rural New Mexico or Southern Colorado, you often see an old adobe house next to a trailer or a double wide. And there are a lot of reasons that that is a reality in the built landscape, but the grandparents' houses were often abandoned because of that lack of cultural knowledge to know how to repair the house. And so often then you go and buy a trailer instead of fix the grandparents' house, and the grandparents' house fall into disrepair. I think there's a generation coming up that says, hey, we want to fix our grandparents' house. And we recognize that the trailer is filled with asbestos and fiberglass insulation and all the, and it's rotting, and there's no way to fix it. There's no way to fix those kinds of buildings. And so they just end up in the landfill rather than end up as adobe houses do, as productive land.
Professor Ronald Rael, is there anything else that you would like to add that I didn't bring up in a question?
Sure. Well, I just want to let your listeners know that they can stop by History Colorado and see the 3D printed adobe in the future if they'd like to, because it's going to be here for several weeks on view, and you can touch it, you can feel it and look at it, and to just think about and ask the people who are your relatives and the elders if they've ever lived in adobe houses and what is their connection to the land and the earth.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
For KGNU, I'm Shannon Young.